Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. Democratic former U.S. Senator Mark Begich, who has faced pressure to drop out of the race for governor in Alaska, plans a news conference today to discuss the future of his campaign. Today is the deadline for party nominees to withdraw ahead of November's general election. Begich was unopposed in winning the Democratic nod for governor last month, but he has faced pressure, including from his own party, to quit the race. Some Democrats and independents have worried that Begich and Governor Bill Walker, an independent, could split the vote and hand the race to Republicans. Walker won with Democratic support in 2014. Conservative former state senator Mike Dunleavy is the GOP nominee. A Begich campaign spokesman did not immediately return a message today. Jay Parmley, executive director of the state Democratic Party, also did not immediately return a message. Begich has said he would not have run if he didn't think he could win. In an interview with the Associated Press before the August 21st primary, when asked about the future of the campaign, he said, "I'm in the race." In other news, four people have died following a crash on the Parks Highway near Cantwell. Alaska state troopers say those killed in the crash yesterday afternoon were 40-year-old Carrie Taylor Bloomquist of Palmer and her 5-year-old daughter Adeline, or Addie, and also a Fairbanks couple, 63-year-old Jeffrey Easley and 60-year-old Charlene Easley. Troopers say Taylor Bloomquist was southbound in a Subaru Outback when she veered over the center line and struck two motorcycles. Taylor Bloomquist died in the crash, and her critically injured daughter was flown to an Anchorage hospital where she died. The Easleys on one motorcycle died in the crash. The driver of the other motorcycle, 62-year-old David Fulton of Fairbanks, sustained critical injuries and was flown to an Anchorage area hospital. Fulton's wife, 50-year-old Heidi Fulton, was driving a pickup truck behind the motorcycles and crashed into the Subaru, but she was not seriously injured. And it's already against the law in Alaska to text while driving. It also may soon become a crime to talk while behind the wheel. The Juneau Empire reports that Governor Bill Walker signed legislation last week that could keep drivers from driving and talking on the phone. The bill allows boroughs and cities to prohibit drivers from using their cell phones in school zones. The ban does not become effective unless a borough passes an ordinance implementing the ban. Ordinarily, Alaska law prohibits boroughs and cities from approving ordinances that change traffic laws, but this bill defines an exemption. The exemption does not allow boroughs and cities to prohibit hands-free cell phone use, and it only covers someone driving a car. A borough or city cannot penalize you for talking on your cell phone while your car is parked. Latest forecast for the capital city calls for sunny skies for the rest of the day today, with clear skies for tonight and more sun for tomorrow. High today should be about 70 degrees. Low tonight about 40 to 45 degrees, and high tomorrow should be about 70 again. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.